I'm joined by K's head coach, Stuart McIntyre, after today's 1-1 draw at Burgess Hill. Stuart, 1 each. Was that a point gained or 2 points dropped in your view?
In my view, it was 2 points dropped because of the performance. You know, the second half, we've had, 10 chances maybe? And you're hoping, really, that one of them gets stuck away. On top of that, again, we conceded what I consider to be quite a soft goal. You know, players are blaming a pitch and bits and pieces like this, but I feel that if we match runs, the chance doesn't happen at all. So it's something we've got to be more aware of. Runners from midfield for about 60 minutes caused us problems. But once we made the change with Glenn Boosie coming on again, we just seemed to drive on. And we chance after chance, you know, corner after corner, and we must have had 7 or 8 corners maybe second half. I feel at the moment, the players feel it's 2 points dropped. It was a game we probably should have won.
You mentioned the performance in the second half, particularly after we equalised. We started bossing the game, we started really playing well. Why do we seem unable to do that for 90 minutes?
I think there's a little bit. Today in particular, and the first half last week against Mouldy, where everybody's fresh, everybody, it's an equal footing, and you're going end to end, and you're waiting for that goal that sort of frees up your confidence. Unfortunately, today we had the goal conceded first, so we got the battle to come back, but we showed the character to come back. So I think it's this level of football. People, whilst they're in it, they keep working their socks off. They keep at you, they keep biting. The pitch was very, very soft, so that's a leveller. And it was just, we're just not getting that goal. Once we get that goal early, I think we'll boss games very quickly. But it's getting that early goal.
Glenn Boosie scored a really good goal, and it was after an even better run from Gary Drewitt. Was Gary your man of the match today?
I think Gary probably was man of the match. His work rate's fantastic. He's bringing other people into play. It was just an amazing run for the goal. He picked it up, and the man was had him shut down, and he still got away from him, still got past him, and at pace played the ball in with an awareness that probably belies this level of football, to be honest. I've known Gary for a long, long time, and I've tried to get him. Last season, I've tried to get him on a regular basis this season, and now that we've got him, he's just proven to be a great asset.
We had chances to win near the end, Dave Leeworthy in particular from 6 yards. Of all the players on the pitch, you want chances like that to fall to David, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, David's, he's beside himself in the dressing room after the game. The thing about chances like that, they happen in an instant. He'll maybe get 4 or 5 in the next 2 or 3 games and get 3 or 4 goals. But today it's gone a foot over the bar. You can't put anything on. It happens, and maybe that's a good thing for the players. It happens to the best. It can happen to anybody. Another day they fly in the net. The pleasing thing for me was the work rate, the desire. We did have quality in the last half hour, and that was on a terrible surface. I think it bodes well for the next couple of games at home on what will hopefully will be a dry and flat surface, because I think the weather forecast is at least to be dry for the next week or so. It will give us a chance to get the ball down and play.
On David, how close is he to pushing for a first team start?
He's working extremely hard in training. He showed in the few minutes he had at Dulwich, his touch is still there. That's there for everybody to see in training. He's talking people through things. Now it's not getting too excited. He's played 30-35 minutes today. He brought people into the game, his awareness is there, and it's maybe that's what we need to do again a couple of times. If we had reserves, he'd be playing reserve midweek, but we don't have that, so I might need to try and pull in a favour to get him a little bit longer in a non-pressure game, just to get his legs running before we step that. But it's close. I think it's probably close.
Niall Connery went off to make way for Dave Leeworthy today. How is he? Because
he took a very, very bad knock, bleeding from the nose and mouth. Not only did he get caught with a high boot, but he got elbowed on the way down as well. And that's gonna hurt for a young lad like Niall. But I think he's a great young talent. He's definitely one that will be around for a long time. He'll contribute throughout the rest of the season. And he'll have to get through these little knocks. It's part of the game, you know. It's the Suburban League or youth football. They don't quite come like that. It's a bit more honest, if you like. But this level of football, boots fly high.
Speaking of boots, there was a story in the press this week about Adolf's football boots. Is it just a slow news week in the local press?
It's a little bit of the slow news. I mean, I'm a great believer, and the players would tell you, if you speak to any player, you know, if I see a player falling over because of his footwear, it makes me angry. There's no need for it. You know, you can spend £100 on looking smart without playing the game seriously, or you can play the game seriously. It's up to you. You know, the footwear's out there, and if people were paying attention, they'll have seen other players change the footwear in the time I've been in charge here. Because I just think it's totally unnecessary. Blades don't work. They work in the Premier League where the pitches are fantastic. Fine, great, you know, that it's solid. It's 35% of it's not, you know, not grass. It's natural plastic fibres that give them a perfect surface on a lot of the pitches. That is, they can play with anything they want. They could play almost. Some of them could probably play in the stocking feet. In our standard of football, you need decent boots with six studs. Long, the longer the better. Get on with it, stay on your feet, you'd be amazed how different your game plays. And I asked him to have a look at his footwear, and he did. So his contribution in the second half today was good. Lots of little things that all round make a big difference, I think.
I understand the players weren't paid today. It seems to be a familiar story here at Kays. Are some of the players who've been here a while thinking, here we go again?
I'll be honest with you, if I was in their shoes, I would be thinking exactly that. But the one thing I can totally 100% reassure all of the players is that the money's there. It's a set of circumstances. John Lloyd, the finance director, went off on a two-week holiday. The boys were paid, I think the Dulwich game, I'm trying to think exactly, but they were paid a week in advance. And then John was away, so they're then catching up a week behind. Unfortunately, we've had a situation where we've only got one signatory available today, or the last couple of days, whatever. So it's frustrating because it does make life difficult. It'll be sorted on Monday. Mark Anderson or Malcolm Winwright will meet with me, sign all the checks, and everybody will be up to date, and off we go. I don't think it would be wrong of me to say no player in the time I've been at the football club, which is not just this season but last year, has actually at any time been owed more than 1 or 2 weeks' wages. And I think from this week forward, this will be the last situation where it's happened. And the players can concentrate on getting it right on the pitch for me, and for you guys, the supporters, because Mark and Malcolm are doing all the right things off the pitch.
I'm looking ahead to the Christmas period. We've got three games in quite a short space of time. What's the target from those three games?
I think we need a minimum of 6 points from those three games, but I think we're capable of maybe getting more. You know, I think people will think that's a brave comment with the lot of draws that we've had in the last few weeks, but I feel that this group of players are more focused. There's a little bit more quality in there. An early goal next week, and I think it will set us up.